Welcome to Scripture Adventures, where we seek the wisdom of God like silver and search for it like hidden treasure. Many of us have people in our lives we hold deeply close. You know, those who walk with us through both valleys and the mountaintops. These are the ones who aren't afraid to get in the trenches, get their hands dirty, and sit with us in life's messiest moments. Today, I want to talk about what it means to bear our own burdens and to bear one another's burdens, just as Paul instructs in Galatians 6. We'll walk through this passage together, paraphrasing from several translations. I primarily am using the New King James Version, the English Standard Version, and the New Living Translation Version for this podcast recording. In verses 1 through 5, Paul begins with a gentle reminder that we're called to help one another, not to judge. And when someone is caught in sin, we're to restore them with humility, not pride. He also teaches that we fulfill the law of Christ by carrying each other's burdens. Yet at the same time, each of us is responsible for our own load, our personal work, our choices, and our response to God's call on our lives. These verses offer powerful practical truth for believers. First, we are called to help, not to judge. Second, we are to come alongside those whose burdens are too heavy to carry alone. And lastly, we are personally accountable for how we carry our own responsibilities. You know what stood out to me in this passage is that Paul doesn't describe the Christian life as light or easy. He uses the word burdens. Jesus also echoes this in Matthew 7:13 through 14, when he says the gate that leads to destruction is wide and easy, but the path that leads to life is narrow and hard. And then he concludes by saying that, and few find it. So how do we live this out? How do we carry our own load and still help carry someone else's? How do we be that good friend that's there on the mountaintops, but also is down in the valley? Well, Paul continues in verses 6 through 10 with a little bit of instruction. If we've been taught the word, we are to share it. There's no room for selfishness in the kingdom of God. And he reminds us that God cannot be mocked, so we need to be careful that whatever we sow, we will reap. And then Paul encourages us, don't grow weary in doing good. Keep going. In due time, we will reap a harvest if we don't give up. We're called to do good to everyone, especially to fellow believers. And I know it's one thing to read these words and another thing entirely to live them out. But take a moment and think about that one person who's walked with you through every season. What sets that relationship apart? Don't they reflect exactly what Paul describes here? I know personally I've spent more than my fair share in the trenches, especially over the last 20 years with our oldest son, Dylan. And often people will ask me how I've held on to my faith through it all. And I always think of the ones who carried me when I couldn't carry myself. And I'll be honest, there have been times when I've needed others to help me walk through the consequences of my own poor choices. In both kinds of seasons, I've been deeply thankful for those who have lived out Paul's teaching. But there are also burdens we are called to carry alone in our walk with the Lord. These seasons require us to be especially mindful of our thoughts and actions, because it's easy to drift into sin or discouragement. These seasons can feel lonely, but they often become sacred times that draw us into deeper dependence on God. These are our desert seasons, and even there, He is with us. Bearing one another's burdens won't look the same in every season or with every person, but our posture should always be one of humility led by the gentleness of the Spirit. And when we walk closely with others, we give them a glimpse of Jesus and an opportunity to stand firm again on solid ground. So as we close, let's consider a few questions. Who in your life has helped carry your burdens during a difficult season? And how did their support reflect the love of Christ? Is there someone in your life right now who may need help carrying a burden? What would it look like to come alongside them in humility? And what burdens are you personally responsible for in this season? And lastly, have you ever found yourself growing weary in doing good? How does Paul's encouragement in Galatians 6:9 speak to that fatigue? Heavenly Father, thank you for your word that gently reminds us of the beauty and the responsibility of walking together in faith. Teach us to carry our own burdens with integrity and to come alongside others with humility, compassion, and grace. Help us to not grow weary in doing good, but to stay rooted in your promises, knowing that in due season, we will reap a harvest. May we be people who restore gently, love deeply, and reflect your heart in the way we live and serve. Strengthen us for the narrow road and remind us that even in desert seasons, we are never alone. In Jesus' name, amen. I look forward to seeing you on the next journey.